It is 14 minutes after 3 on MFM 92.6. Welcome to It's Lunch on MFM, third and final hour of the show. And every single time at this time, we have the IT department. Tian is here talking all things bits and bytes.
Time for the tech know-it-alls. It's bits and bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Tian's been telling me all about his honeymoon. I'm so, so jealous. How are you, Tian?
I'm well, thank you. Well rested and excited to be back.
I'm so jealous. I want a holiday, Tian, too.
No, it was good. It was good.
That's good.
Yeah, one of those you can write down in the book type
things. Oh, man, oh, man. But what are we talking about today?
Okay, so interesting team up. Normally, you don't find big tech companies teaming up with fashionable companies like clothing companies.
You don't
find that
often. You were telling me about this earlier, yeah.
So Google teamed up with Levi, believe it or not.
Surprising.
And they created a prototype, which is one of the things they're going to launch up now. And it's a prototype for a jacket, which I thought was actually quite cool. Look, not so much in South Africa, but in Europe, most of Europe, people are more prone to cycle, right?
Yes.
To use a bicycle to go to work and to go do shopping, all that sort of stuff, and especially Central Europe. And they've made a jacket that you can wear, whether you're a cyclist or not, but if you're on a cycle, that basically puts your whole cell phone on the sleeve of your jacket.
So cool.
So while you're riding this bicycle, you can answer phone calls. It's all Bluetooth enabled. You can view maps on your sleeve, all of that. It's a rich jacket, right? And it's actually woven into the fabric of the jacket, of the sleeve. But gone further than that, they've done it like a real pretty jacket because it's Levi, right? So it's trademarked.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is it fashionable?
It's very fashionable. And you can take this thing and bundle it up and chuck it into the washing machine and wash it like you would a normal jacket. Right?
I want this one.
And even though there's electronic sort of stuff in there, it doesn't get hurt, anything like that. It pairs with any phone, whether it's an Android or not, it pairs with any phone. You can talk to your jacket, tell it to phone, and you can recite, or it can listen to you while you are chatting about a message that you want to send. It'll send the message for you.
This is so interesting. I want one.
So basically what they've done is they've basically just taken the phone and just connected it to your jacket. So it's a rich jacket. Some of the newer prototypes planned out as well is they're going to have a screen at the back of the jacket. So if you are turning right or left on your bicycle or whatever,
you just
shout right. And there will be a little arrow on your back saying, I'm going to turn right now.
This is so interesting.
Which I think is quite a cool thing, especially for cyclists in this country and abroad. It's always dangerous, you know, on the roads. I think they might be onto something.
Definitely.
It's going to be pricey though, right? Because it's a new thing. Give it a year or two. By that time, it's probably reached South Africa anyway. Because it's always first that side. And I think you're going to pay about $1,000 for the jacket, which I think is still fairly good.
Yeah,
it's a Levi, right? Mm. It's good. But I know how to enjoy this. This is a good mashup of tech, having tech that's already here and a good clothing brand, you know?
True. So, but I worry that some people might get distracted, though, between trying to use their gadgets and cycling.
Exactly. One of the things they said is that's where the balance comes in, is to get that balance of when is it distractful and when is it actually just there to aid you in whatever. So, yeah, they're working on it. The prototype's on the go. There are three people riding around in the Netherlands and the England with these jackets on, just to see and sort of proper road test, if you can excuse the pun. Okay, so that's cool. Staying with Google, Google's announced a major big thing when it comes to Google security. We all know passwords, right? That's one of the biggest security things that you have as a user on any system, is that you have your own password. And normally it's not limited to just one word. You could do like a sentence or a big massive word or algorithm, whatever you want to do. It's normally quite strong. However, the one thing with passwords is people forget, because they've not only got one account, they've not only got five, they've got like 10 of the bloody stuff, right? So, and it's not smart to have all of them on the same password either. Let me tell you that much. Okay, so it's good to have different. It's good to have, because if they hack one, they hack all of them. Okay?
We'll get to hacking just now.
Anyway, so Google said, okay, look, can we move away? So there's been this whole shift in the last 2 years in the big IT world about having no more passwords. We've actually spoken about at IT level at university as well. Is there a way, mechanisms to build that we can do away with passwords? Because what's the thing about passwords? You have to renew every 90 days or whatever to make sure it's secure. Yeah, the thing is, there are different ways, mechanisms that you can try. So what Google's doing is they said, okay, look, we've got face, we've got that face recognition going, software going. We've got the fingerprint thing going on most of this of the Google phones or Android phones, and so is the other phones as well, the iOS phones, you know. And you've got passwords. Let's drop the password thing. What's the one constant thing you? It's you. You the constant.
Yes.
So your face is probably not going to change that much. Your fingerprint probably will never change. Well, unless you burn it or something, right? Which can happen. Your mannerisms won't change suddenly. So what Google's doing is they're trying out new ways of combining, because on face value, if you excuse the pun again, using facial recognition is not that good.
Yes,
right? You can do a photo and it'll recognize the photo, right? But if you put a fingerprint and a face recognition and your mannerisms together, you've got the most secure password in the world.
Very strong.
They're doing, they're combining facial and fingerprint, and the phone monitors how you use your phone, how you swipe, how you type, which hand you use, all of that.
I love that.
And then it combines that when you want to do something. Let's say you want to pay something online, you store your credit card information on your phone. To use your password, it'll use your face, your fingerprint, and your mannerism of how you type whatever.
This worries me a bit, Tian, though. In terms of security, how safe are we with this?
Well, look, it's going to be difficult. The future is biometric security, right?
I've been told.
Okay, that's the future. Like, passwords are out because it's always, no matter how strong it is, it might take a year, but a password is always crackable. Always. Okay, because it's always crackable. This, however, I don't think will be as easy for the near future, let's say 5 to 10 years, to crack. And I'm sure after that, we'll probably go in from biometric, we'll go to DNA type security, which is already being used, by the way. It's already being used in top level, but I'm just saying, we could get there, I suppose.
You're scaring me, Tian.
Look, some of the movies that we watch with these Mission Impossible stuff, they're not that far off. Some of that stuff's interesting. It's really happening. But yeah, so that's actually quite cool. They're testing it already. And they might go as early as August this year, and they might start changing the password thing, which is quite cool.
As in worldwide or specifically?
Worldwide.
Whoa, okay.
Now, I'd like this because in IT, I find a lot of people that struggle with their passwords, forget their password, they lock themselves out, they can't work because they've locked themselves out.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is nothing of the past, right? And they've got a few, in South Africa, they've got a few banking institutions that said they're interested in this technology. So that would be great, because once the big thing we're struggling with is ATM fraud.
Yes.
We're struggling with cell phone money fraud. So yeah, if you can sort that out, everyone wins. Okay, staying to local. So there's a great app called Inbound Sound. Now, I'm quite giddy about this app, right? So you've heard about the thing like Kickstarter, and that where you can go online and you've got this great idea or this project that you want to start.
Yes.
And you can use crowdfunding to fund your project for you, right? And that's cool and all that, but that's about where it stays. So you create a business, got an idea, you ask people to give money, and they give money, and you do this thing, right? And hopefully it works. Inbound Sound is developed by two South African guys, and it's local, lekker, and what they're doing is they're saying, look, South Africa is a great venue. It's got great venues. It's a great place for all international bands to come and visit, like we've seen before.
Yes.
But there's not enough coming for us. So what they've done is they started Inbound Sign. You can go online and purchase a ticket on this app. But purchasing the ticket is, you're just putting money in like a placeholder, right? And if enough people purchase a ticket, Inbound Sound will get the artist here. They will... going through organized, like a crowdfunding for a band. It's getting the biggest bands in South Africa.
I literally have my hands up right now, because I was just talking about this earlier on, saying that Beyonce needs to come to South Africa. We need to make sure
Africa. Use Inbound Sound. So what happens is, if they don't get the artist here, they'll pay you back your money. How's that? So basically what you're doing is you're prepaying your ticket for the show. But that's what they then do with those numbers. They take it to like the artist and they say, look, there's interest. Come, let's get you here.
Here's your money.
There's a solid financial model. Come, let's do it. Let's get you touring in South Africa.
I absolutely love this.
I think it's a great idea. They've got some of the big institutions on board. They've got some private sponsors on board. They've even got some of the big music players on board. So this is the app to watch. Please get into it and remember this app, because this app's going to go big. Inbound Sound. Sure you heard it first here, because it's a new thing. It's lekker. It's local.
Yes.
And it's going to go worldwide. I'm telling you now, it's going to go big.
Absolutely love it. Actually, I'm getting very excited about this, Tian. Thank you so much. Wrapping things up, where can we find you on IT?
It's the same as always, IT Stellan Uni. It's a Twitter feed, or at Tian _ IT. Give us a tweet or send us an email, or give us a call. It's all IT. Right, IT related stuff. So I'm just like, what? But yeah,
right.
It's IT Stellan Uni, or at IT Tian at Tiana_IT. There we go.
All right. So make sure to find them on Twitter and on campus as well if you have any issues.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.